For the next three features here on the American Countryside, you're in for a real treat as we discover what it takes to compete in one of the most grueling and storied sporting events in the nation, the famous Iditarod Sled Dog Race. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside. Barb Reddington has plenty of family ties to the famous Alaska Iditarod Sled Dog Race.
My husband ran the race 14 times. His dad ran the race 19 times. My brother-in-law ran the race 3 times years ago, and now we have 2 sons that run the race.
That's quite a family tree of racing. Of course, Barb's family is the family when it comes to the legacy of this race.
My father-in-law, Joe Reddington Sr., was known as being the father of the Iditarod for founding the race. His last Iditarod was the 1997 race. He was 80 years old. 58 teams started that year, 48 finished, and Joe finished in 36th place. He had passed away 2 years later in 1999 at 82. He was buried in his dog sled here in Wasilla.
The Iditarod came to life in the 1970s and is today recognized around the world as one of the great feats to be accomplished by man and dog in the world of sports.
1,156 miles, symbolically known as the 1,049-mile race, 1,000 for the distance and 49 for Alaska, the 49th state. In the 37 years of the Iditarod, approximately 750 people have completed.
Musher, dogs, and 1,156 miles of mostly wilderness. Something special for Barb and her family. We'll have more with Barb next time as we learn what it takes to train for such a big event. As we travel the countryside in Wasilla, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCrae.